Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, this year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're in season 4 with the wonderful help of the wonderful commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah. We're looking at chapter 4, Mishnah 8, Dalet Chet, talking about judges, that the only real judge, the only real being that could judge is Hashem. We talked about last night, how really the only judging we should ever do in life is really dan l'kav zchus, and here too also, don't judge, but if you're going to judge, let it be dan l'kav zchus. But in general, not good to judge at all, only Hashem can. As the Mishnah says, Hu Chaya Omer, he used to say, Al Tihi Dan Yechidi, do not judge alone. You can't be the only judge. If you are going to judge, you can't be the only judge. You have to look at all the facts. You need to have someone else corroborating, someone else judging with you. You don't know what's flying. You need people to be there with you. She'ein dan yachidi ela achad, because there is only one who judges alone, that of course being Hashem. Hashem is the only one that can really judge, and Hashem is the only one that can judge alone. No one else can judge. You know, the minimum bezin is really 3, and then there's a bezin of 21, and then the bezin of 70, lots of different sizes, but in general, the real true judge is only Hashem. V'al tomer kabludati, don't say accept my opinion. Who am I? Who are we to say my opinion is the only right opinion? Only I know what's going on. No way. She'hin rasha'in v'lo atam, for they have permission and not you. In general, we should give advice, or we should talk to other people with the caveat. Excuse me, hold on. Sorry. And to sneeze, excuse me. But we should say in general that if you have any advice, that I'm going to give you advice, but it's only a caveat. Who am I? I'm just giving what I think might be something that could help you. But really, the only person that could judge is Hashem. No one else can judge. And if we're going to give anything that we say, anything that we think, really, people should know that it's with a caveat. That this is what I think, but it might not be the right way. And in general, the judging really only belongs to Hashem. And let's see what Rabbi Yonah has to say also. Do not judge alone. This also refers to one who refrains from issuing judgment. A recognized halachic authority is permitted to judge a case on his own, based on Sanhedrin 5. Nevertheless, it is an act of piety on his part not to do so, but instead to have other colleagues judge with him and assist him. In this way, there is an element of withholding from judgment, as the ruling is not entirely up to him. Only one who judges alone, in other words, the only one who may judge alone, is the Holy One, blessed is he, who is one. Others explain this to mean that the only one who may judge alone is a recognized halachic authority. Those with less knowledge and expertise may not rule on their own. It follows that one should not consider himself qualified to rule by himself. Instead, he should consider that he needs the assistance of his colleagues, and do not say, accept my opinion, even if you have asked your colleagues to join you in judging a case. When they disagree with you, do not say, I am an expert, and they are not. They will have to accept my position and set aside their opinion for mine. Were it not for my modesty, I would have judged this case by myself. So now they should go along with my opinion. Do not think like this, for they have permission and not you. If your colleagues agree with your opinion, they should accept your ruling. But if they do not, you are not permitted to force it on them. The idea being, we shouldn't be judging on something alone. And in general, of course, it's not good to judge, but on a case or looking at the facts or seeing someone involved in something, we shouldn't be the only one involved. We should have other eyes, other ears, other people involved in the situation in general, because the only real judge, the only one that could really judge, the only one that should be judging is the being of Hashem, only Hashem himself and no one else. And if we keep that on our mind, maybe we could have less judgment in the world, more peace in the world, and more harmony in the world. Join us next time as we talk about keeping the Torah even in poverty. We should never know from such things. Here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.